They'd have a pot, a big old pot. They boil them clothes. They'd put some, maybe cut up soap and put in there. And I don't know where you had any washing powder then. If you did, it was gold dust. That was the first I ever heard of. And they'd put them in and boil them. They'd take them out and they had what they call a battling bench, you know. They'd put them out there and they had a, they called it a battling stick. And they'd beat them around with that pretty good, you know, and put them about two rates waters. And they was ready to hang out, you know, for the sun. And if the sun shined, well, your dryer was doing well. But if the sun didn't shine, your dryers didn't work.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it was, they had their hard work too, you know.
Yeah, do you want me to...
Yes, you do. I find it warm, don't you?
Yeah. It is a little warm, but, no, you know, I figured the skeeters are going to come in and kill them.
No, we ain't got many mosquitoes here. Not now. We ain't had any. Mosquitoes not here like they used to be.
Yeah.
Nothing here. They've done a lot of drainage here, you know. This water's been drained out. You got these canals. Like you crossed up here, you know.
What was that I crossed?
Which, did you come in Livingston?
Which yeah, way? Yeah, right out there.
Why don't you... Yeah, but don't you know right up here, did you cross that bridge?
Yeah.
Right there by the new school?
What's the name of that? That's, yeah.
I don't think just the canal is all I know. That there takes the water out of Livingston and pulls good it from even around in here, you know.
Really?
And we don't have that stagnated water. That's the way mosquitoes is raised in stagnated water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, they'll raise in a container, though, if you just let that water sit there, like a tub or anything.
They're raised out there in that Chocolat, I bet.
You betcha they're raised there. And you know, we have had that sometime, that southeast wind real strong from down in here, you know, through there, the storm I was telling you about. We've had to blow them things up here. You know, there'd be so many down. They have sprayed that swamp down there. Used to, I don't know what they do. A few times with airplanes, you know, there'd be so bad in there.
Yeah.
I believe they call that Marpaw Swamp, though. It's
Marpaw, yeah.
Yeah, Marpaw. Chaffalier is over across the river.
Across the?
Mississippi River.
Yep.
It's one of the swiftest streams, I believe, anywhere is in the south, too.
And Mississippi?
The Chaffalier.
Chaffalier.
And one of the most dangerous, I see. It's got that got an undercurrent there. And a lot of people drowned in it. It's a very dangerous river.
Current is real.
Yeah.
Stout. Well, your mother, did she know how to read and write, or did she?
Oh, yeah. But my daddy didn't.
Yeah.
No, my mother could.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my daddy had no education. And a lot of them back his age didn't.
Sure.
No, he couldn't read and write. I don't believe it. He could have. Would have known his name if it would have been plainly.
Yeah. Your mother got how much she went through, say?
Well, I don't know. She might. I don't know. Maybe fourth, fifth grade. You know, there was nobody got much education. Very few people.
Yeah.
But somewhere or another, some of my ancestors back there, like my grandparents, did. I don't know why. They had pretty good education. Some of them did.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I don't know why, but they, I don't know how they got it. My people practically all originated out of Mississippi. On both sides, McDonald. My mother was a McDonald, you see.
Yes, sir.
And all over here, I got a bunch of relatives over there. And my great uncle used to be an old country doctor, McDonald.
Really?
He's a brother of my granddaddy McDonald, you see. And he was a country doctor.
This was on your
mother's side. My mother was a McDonald, yeah.
Okay. this probably Scotch Irish.
Mm-hmm.